Hello, Cameron Harsh, it's Luke. Welcome to another 2 hours of the best of Scots music, birthday, courtesy of Radio Triple U FM, broadcasting on 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, 99.7 South. On this lovely, well, I don't know what kind of day it is. The sun's just gone out and it's gone dull again. Plenty of overcast. And it's 15 degrees on the wall. Yep. And thank you once again to Carol for a lovely program. She comes up here in the morning when it's very, very cold, and she's got to warm up and get everything going, and then she produces a wonderful program. I think she'll be back again at 12 o'clock. I'm not quite certain. It might be Fiona. However, we'll find out, won't we? Meanwhile, let's get on with it and have some fiddle music. Thank you. Now, there's some wonderful music there, isn't it? That was by the Caledonian Staffs Bay and Real Society, conducted by Kenneth McLean. The tunes were, starting from the first bracket, The Bonnie Lass of Fife, The Barnyards of Delgaty, The Mormon Braes, McFarlane or the Sprouts, and then the second bracket was The Irish Jigs, Irish Washerwoman, Father O'Flynn, Sweet Betty Daly, Roaring Jelly, and the final one was Brougham Lorm, The Keel Row, The Fairy Dance, and Deal Among the Tailors. Of course, they would all go up to make an Itsome Reel, I imagine. Right. Oh, last Saturday night at the Scottish night at the School of Arts at Bury was a huge success. I had about 150 people there, probably more, and every artist we had was great. Except the fellow Niagara's, of course. He wanted more whiskey. No, it was a huge success, and I would like to thank all the people who attended that night. It was a lousy, wet night, but it still turned up. It was great to see even people come up in their wheelchairs. We should have more of it. I made a suggestion to someone, why don't we have a Scottish dance every month at the Bury School of Arts? And they said, why not? And I just said, well, I probably wouldn't get back as nobody would turn up. So if anyone's interested in starting off a Scottish social night, well, please give me a call. I'm quite willing to turn up and play the music and, well, look at anything. Why not? There's none between Wollongong and Bateman's Bay. So we've got a lot of scope here. We can really get something going. So if you're interested, give me a ring after the show on 442-1700. And the country dancers, they were great. Also did a bit of Scottish step dancing. I'd never seen it before, and it was good, honestly, it was. And thanks to Woody, who does the Friday morning program, he turned up and did the music. He turned up with his equipment, and I supplied the music, and away we went, and had a ball. And the country dancers, well, if you're interested in that kind of music, and you're looking for something to do, a little bit of exercise, then they're having Scottish country dancing classes at Earl Bay every Thursday at 2 o'clock. Everybody's welcome, and you get a cup of tea and a biggie. Yes. Also, Wednesday night at the St. Andrew's Kirk, up there at the Church Hall, Kirk Hall, Church Hall, whatever you want to call it, at 8 o'clock. Also, there's one held in the RSL on a Tuesday, but I don't know what time. So, if you're interested, you've got three venues there, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. No, I'm not going. No way. I'm too old for it. You're never too old to take up country dancing, so I was told. But I've got two left feet. She says, we'll fix that. And she stood on my other one. I said, you got left and right now. Yeah. Righto, we'll get in early and play something for our Welsh listeners. I had a lady lined up to start off a Welsh program. After about 3 or 4 weeks of negotiating, she told me she was going to Wales first for a holiday for 4 months. So much for my Welsh program. Anyway, here's the Morriston Orpheus Choir. Cumbrian with Yakida and all that. It can't be the an all-male voice choir, can you? Like, especially a Welsh one. That was the Morrison Orpheus Choir. The tunes were Nambuco, followed by Amazing Grace, then Llanfair. Very good indeed. Very good. These are this CD, by the way, is available at Hewlett's Records up there at Nowra, in that little arcade there. Yeah. What have we got next? Oh yeah, look, I came across some old recordings there last night, or the night before last, of the Corries. And I realised that these are over 50 years old, and so I tried to salvage a couple of them, and this is what I come up with. I hope it works. I shall shoot myself if it does. Shoot, I said, if it doesn't work.
I'm very sorry. I would have had that happen for one. No, it gets a wee bit dirty, but in general, the nose is quite a nice shape, you know. It's quite a poetic shape. It is a bloody mess, but most noses are quite nice. So what we're going to do is remedy that situation, and we would like to sing a song about a man with a nose like a hose. It's true, this man's nose was about as long as Leith Walk in Edinburgh. You know how long that is. It wasn't his fault. He was born with it. But, oh, what a sooster. Oh, big and wide. What a length. So long and so big, in fact, that it landed him in all sorts of trouble all during his life. And that's exactly what we'd like to sing about now. Thank you, Ben.
On the 17th of March, in the la-di-da-di-da, a son was born to Mrs. Daddy-dum. He had two arms, two legs, a mouth and ears and eyes, and the usual la-di-da-di-da-di-dum.
His bloody nose we're singing about.
How's it you got all the filth on your side?
The Julie christened him la-di-da-di-da. They gave his second name was Daddy Dum. And throughout his life, and he lived for 90 years, he was known as la-di-da-di-da-di-dum. As he grew up, his la-di-da-di-da grew quicker than his other daddy-dum. And when he was 15, everyone remarked on his great big la-di-da-di-da-di-dum. He met a girl in a la-di-da-di-da. She was pretty, though a little daddy-dum. And the reason that he loved the best was she didn't mind his daddy-daddy-daddy-dum. Her mother was awfully la-di-da-di-dum. Her father was completely da-di-dum. And they sat down to dinner of salmon, mayonnaise, and a bowl of la-di-da-di-daddy-dum. Now it all went well till the la-di-da-di-da, he bent to take a bite of daddy-dum. He cupped his plate and the salmon mayonnaise fell upon his la-di-da-di-da-di-dum. Her mother cried loudly, la-di-da-di-da. Her father sort of mumbled daddy-dum. And her mother said, dear, you must try to find a boy with a smaller la-di-da-di-da-di-dum.
Put your false teeth back in.
Yeah. But they married in the spring, la-di-da-di-da. They honeymooned in lovely daddy-dum. But they found that they couldn't get in the double bed for his great big la-di-da-di-da-di-dum.
You know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, at your age. You used to tell me like you should have given that kind of thing up long ago.
My wife did. See, that's no funny when I come back.
And so they decided, la-di-da-di-da, to use two single beds for daddy-dum. They slept together and they used the other one, just to rest as la-di-da-di-da-di-dum. On the 19th of June, then la-di-da-di-da, he too killed with an attack of daddy-dum. So they wrapped him up in bandages that ended with a ball, and his la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-dum. He died on the morning of la-di-da-di-da, a victim of the dreaded tidy-dum. They put him in his coffin, but they couldn't shut the lid for his great big la-di-da-di-da-di-dum. Now the undertaker, la-di-da-di-da, decided on a plan for daddy-dum. He made another coffin, roughly 3 feet 2 by 1, just to take his la-di-da-di-da-di-dum. Now you can read on his tombstone, la-di-da-di-da, the son of la-di-da-di-da-di-dum. Here lies his body, and in the next grave up but one, lies his la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-dum.
Yes, it's his nose they were singing about. That's a good one, isn't it? It's not bad for 50 years, 50 odd years, almost 60. There's just a slight bit of static there. We'll have a message from the boss, and then I'll see if we can get you an apple of the same source.
Bowley Point, Shoalhaven Community Radio, Triple UFM.
Have you tried the delicious homemade gourmet curries made and delivered from Barry? Deliveries every week from our kitchen to your home or office. Deliveries every week to the Shoalhaven, Kiama, Shell Harbour, Wollongong and Highlands. Also once a month deliveries to Sydney, Canberra and the Blue Mountains. Call Narelle for Barry Curry Curry on 4464-1230. Yes, for the best curry, ring Barry Curry Curry on 4464-1230. Email Barry Curry Curry on berihurikari at aussiemail.com.au.
New Life Cartridges have moved to handy new premises at 33 Moss Street now, right next to the lights on the highway, just across from McConaughey's. For all your toner, ink and printer supplies, call and see Fred and the staff and cut your printer, copier and fax cartridge costs, saving you many dollars. New Life Cartridges remanufacture, re-ink and supply most makes of cartridges at their new premises at 33 Moss Street now, and there's customer parking at the rear. New Life Cartridges is a local business serving the Shoalhaven, so let them serve you now.
From Maroo Meadow to Mollymook, the People's Radio, Triple UFM.
It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you say.
If it's country music you like, you should not miss honky-tonk angel on this station, 104.5 FM Central, 92.3 North, right here on the award-winning country radio station, the People's Radio. You'll just love that great country sound.
Yes, you'll love that country sound. At 12 o'clock, the lovely Carol will be here to do the Honky Tonk Angel. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the New Life Cartridges. They're up there, right up on the opposite corner from McConaughey. Hit the lights there. And it's got plenty of parking, and it's easy to get into, also easy to get out. So get in there, and when you go there, ask for Fred. He's one of nature's gentlemen. Ask him for a lollipop. Chops, flavour, lemon. See what he says. He'll probably bounce it off your skull. Okay, we'll have another couple of these tracks from the Corries.
Thank you. night of them going to roam. There's never a night of them going to ramble. Lady the Adams of my angel eyes.
Oh, the night be a dark of a dungeon, not a star to be seen above. I'll take the road now that all the stumble, and lay the Adams of my angel love. For I'm a rover, seldom sober, I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. I crept up to her bedroom window, kneeling gently upon a stain. I whispered softly through her window, darling lassie, be lying.
She raised her head on the snowy pillow, with her arms raised around her breast. Says, who is that at my bedroom window, disturbing me at my long night's rest?
Well, I'm a rover, seldom sober, I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking, how to gain my love's company.
Said I, true love, it's your own true lover, open the door and let me in.
She opened the door, then without a murmur, opened the door and then let him in. And finally kissed and embraced each other, and in the morning they lay as in. Well, I'm a rover, seldom sober, I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company.
The day was done and the cock was crawling, birds were whistling on every tree. Farewell, my true love, now I must leave you, for the long night has turned to day.
Well, I'm a rover, seldom sober, I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm thinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. Well, I'm a rover, seldom sober, I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm thinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company.
About a bantam cock. A very, very randy bantam cock. Now, that's true. This was on a farm up near us, and this thing was, it was into everything. It was, it was just a blur, you know. Not even the water pump was safe. You know, it was, yeah. So when I'm singing it, try and imagine this little bundle of kind of evil feathers, you know, the red eye right in the centre of it, you know. He was a fine upstanding bantam cock, so brisk and stiff and spry, with a springy step and a jaunty plume, and a purposeful look in his eye, in his little black laughing eye. So I took him to the coop and introduced him to me 17 wide-eyed hens, and he tooked and a tooked as a hero. And he bowed to them all, and then he up and took them all again. Well, then upon the peace of me ducks and geese, he boldly did intrude, and with glazed eyes and open mouths, they bore him with fortitude and a little bit of gratitude. He jumped me giggling guinea fowl, he thrust his attentions upon me 20 hysterical turkeys and a visiting migrant swan, and a bantam thundered on. He groped me fantail pigeon doves, and me lily white columbine, and his eye was a lookin' of me budgery gar. He jumped me parrot from behind. sitting on my shoulder at the time. But all of a sudden, with a gasp and a gulp, he clapped his wings to his head. He lay flat on his back with his feet in the air. Me bantam cock was dead. And the vultures circled overhead. You're way ahead of me out there. Hold on a minute. What a noble beast, what a champion cock, what a way to live and to die. But as I dug him a grave to protect his bones from those hungry buzzards in the sky, the bantam opened up a sly little eye. He gave me a wink and a terrible grin.
It was
the way that rapists do. He said, you see them silly dark fuckers up there? They'll be down in a minute or two. They'll be down.